Now, taking place this weekend in the Convention Centre is Dublin Comic Con. It really is geek pride. It's just, it's an absolute mecca, of course, if you love comics, but loads of movies, anime. It's just a really fantastic few days in the Convention Centre. And joining me now to talk to you about what is taking place over the 3 days is Olivia Fahey. She is the PR manager for Dublin Comic Con. Olivia, great to have you on Spin. So, I suppose each and every year, there's always a lot of fans are always very intrigued to know who are the big names that are coming over. So before we get into what's going to be there, like, let's talk about some of the big celebs that are coming over. Who have you got?
Well, this year we actually have one of our biggest years yet. So we've got Nick Frost is coming over, so from Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and all that. So we're delighted to have him coming. Michael Dorn of Star Trek fame, so any Star Trek fans of Worf, he's coming over as well. Peter Macon, so we're going from Star Trek to the Orville, so he plays Commander Bortus on the Orville, so it's great to have him over as well. Laurie Petty, so any Orange is the New Black fans or Tank Girl fans, we've got Laurie over here for you all. And we also have Superman, Dean Cain, he's flying in for a quick visit on Saturday, so he's only there the Saturday. And we also have Riverdale's Lachlan Munro as well. So it's all a pretty jam-packed weekend that we've got in terms of guests, for sure.
Now, Carl Urban's name was mentioned at one stage. Is he still coming over, or is that not happening now?
No, unfortunately, we found out, I think it was last week, that Carl, his schedule changed. So we're currently filming The Boys with Amazon. And basically the schedule changed at the very last minute and there was no way for him to get out of it. He was trying for a few days before getting in touch with us to try and get it changed, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. And these things do happen, and we do understand that, you know, making all of these fabulous films and TV shows and things like that, that's their bread and butter. So at the end of the day, if they're under contract to be appearing on this show, it's probably best that they do continue filming than, you know, try and skive off for the weekend at Dublin.
Absolutely. But look, the atmosphere is always fantastic. So for someone who would be a Comic-Con virgin, and that this is the first time, Olivia, just set the scene from the minute they walk into the convention centre, what awaits them?
A burst of colour is what I would say, because there's always so many people who really embrace the Comic-Con team and they have amazing cosplay costumes. So when you go into the main foyer area, you're going to have like the trade hall into your left. So if you want to try and like buy some geeky sort of merchandise or any collectibles, if you're like a diehard fan of something and you want like that figurine that you've been trying to get for years, chances are you might actually find it in our trade hall. And then as you make your way up through the building, you're going to see basically all like the different sort of areas of like the Comic-Con, the pop culture, the geek sort of community. So the next floor up is where we have our media guests and our comic guests as well. And then we also have the artist alley. So that's where we get to showcase some, not just Irish talent, but also some international talent as well in terms of comics, artwork, little knickknacks, things like that. So there's always something like every single year I always end up buying way too much stuff in Artist Alley, so it's always great to see there. And then we also have some indie game devs and things like that going on. So for gamers, there's plenty of things to do there, and some tabletop gaming also. So any Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Dungeons and Dragons fans, you know, there's plenty for everyone to see.
Yeah, it's great actually, because you do see people kind of going head to head in their own little groups there in some of the game rooms, which
oh yeah, they can get fierce.
Yeah, it's real. It's kind of, you know, like Fight Club, you know what I mean? You kind of go in there and you go, wow, you know what I mean? It, like, they're taking this serious here in this section. And just in terms of the cosplay, because this is also something that I love about Dublin Comic Con, is just how it's such a welcoming atmosphere, and people really make such an effort when it comes to dressing up. So in terms of what are you guys thinking just behind the scenes, what will be the big characters people might dress up as this year?
Oh, this year, I've seen a lot of some Wonder Woman costumes coming up. So even though Wonder Woman probably would have been more popular in previous years, this year it still seems to be quite popular. A few more Harley Quinns also. Mm. Ant-Man and the Wasp, a few Hellas as well from Thor Ragnarok. In terms of the gents, there was one that I saw recently that was very good. Batman is always probably one of the most popular ones, and the Joker as well. So we've often seen a few Batman versus the Joker photographs being taken around the place. So they would probably be the most common ones that we'd see around. Then there's also some they'd come from like left field, but are absolutely brilliant. One of my favourites is actually one of the child cosplays, and it was a little boy who was dressed up as the Mad Hatter from the new Alice in Wonderland films,
right.
So the Johnny Depp version, and he looked amazing.
Super. Well, look, it is so welcoming for families as well. Like, they don't imagine like there's going to be like a load of like 30 and 40 year old fellas there. You know what I mean? Like, it really, well, you're going to have a few of those, but it's such a big family environment. And what I love about it as well is parents, you know, it's a real passing of the torch to their children as well. If there's particular sci-fi or anime or any particular movies, cult movies that they just really want to pass on. I've done it with my own son. I bring him along and he would dress up and he gets really into that and takes photographs with some of the other cosplay people that are there too. So it's a really, really good atmosphere.
It is. At the end of the day, it's a family show and we cater for everyone. And we even have, so say if, even as an adult or if a young child, if they're getting overwhelmed, if it's getting a little bit too crowded in a certain area, we do even have like quiet rooms available as well. So if you just need to take a 5 minute break, or I think it's up to a half an hour, then you'll be able to sort of go into the quiet room and just take a breather. And then you could be able to go back out and tackle another floor.
Ah, brilliant. And how many floors is there altogether again?
Well, we're taking over 5 floors of the convention centre.
Wow, 5 floors.
So it's going to be pretty big.
Think about that. So just in terms of times then, Olivia, just before we let you go, because it's happening on Friday, so what time does it all kick off?
So Friday evening is actually our preview night. So if you are a diehard fan and you want to get your hands on a specific something, then the preview night is definitely the night for you. So that's going to be kicking off from 6 p.m. On Friday night. And then the doors for general admission open at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday and on Sunday. Or if you're a VIP ticket holder, it's going to be 9:30 in the morning. So you get that extra hour in before everybody else.
Brilliant stuff. Olivia Fahey, thank you so much for joining us today. And Olivia is, of course, the PR manager for Dublin Comic Con.
Thanks, Gordon.